Wolfhard is 30 years old. She has thick blonde hair, big almond-shaped eyes, and a tendency to talk about herself in a self-deprecating, endearing way. The first time we met, at the beginning of last year, we spent hours in our office drinking Topo Chico seltzer and talking about our families and backgrounds as Van Morrison played quietly on a faux vintage stereo. Growing up in Salt Lake City, she said, I didn't know what the word feminism was. I thought it was a bunch of 1970s women. I told her I knew what she meant. Wolfhard went to college at Southern Methodist University. And then, in 2012, at 23, she became Tinder's first vice president for marketing. She engineered the app's explosive growth on college campuses by persuading women in sororities to sign up, then showing fraternities how many tri-delts or fi-fis they could meet if they did the same. Her time at Tinder didn't last long. In 2014, Wolfhard sued the company for sexual harassment. A non-disclosure agreement she signed to settle the lawsuit prevents her from talking publicly about what happened. But the lurid details of her complaint that co-founders Sean Rad and Justin Mateen wouldn't mention her in interviews because they thought having a girl founder made Tinder look unprofessional, for instance, or that Mateen called her a whore in front of colleagues, gave a clear picture of her allegations. The suit was settled with no admission of wrongdoing from Rad or Mateen. It's not that Tinder turned her into a feminist, Wolfhard said. It's that what she experienced before and during the lawsuit was so opposite of equality that she came to understand how vital feminism was. I was getting rape tweets, death tweets, go kill yourself tweets, she said. It was really painful. Bumble was born out of that pain. When Wolfhard left Tinder, Andreev offered her a job as chief marketing officer for his dating app, Badoo. Based in London and with tens of millions of active users, mostly in Europe and Latin America, Badoo was one of the world's largest apps of its kind. She turned down the job and instead pitched him on a female-only social network for women to send each other compliments. He wasn't interested.